The essay was presented by Mike Figgis and produced by Sasha Yevtushenko. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock, and now it's time for World on 3 with Marianne Kennedy.
Yo soy Enrique Martínez, el que nunca tiene miedo si se trata de tocar. Óiganme muchachos, yo soy Enrique Martínez, el que nunca tiene miedo si se trata de tocar.
Luis Enrique,
el pollo vallenato,
es candela
lo que van a llevar.
Luis Enrique,
el pollo vallenato,
es candela
lo que voy a tocar. Oigan muchachos, oigan la nota, cómo toca el vallenato.
Oigan muchachos, oigan la nota.
Para tocar.
Vamos para la plaza.
Salgo a la calle con mi pañuelito rojo y mi acordeón en la mano dispuesto para tocar.
Luis Enrique,
el pollo vallenato,
es candela
lo que van a llevar.
Luis Enrique,
el pollo vallenato,
es candela
lo que voy a tocar. Oigan muchachos, oigan la nota, cómo toca el vallenato.
Oigan muchachos, oigan la nota.
Oigan la nota, cómo toca el vallenato.
Oigan muchachos, oigan la nota, cómo toca el vallenato. ¡Ay,
That opening blast of accordion is a sound you're going to become very familiar with over the next few months here on BBC Radio 3. It's the playing of our new World Roots Academy mentor for 2012. That was Egidio Cuadrado backing Colombian folk rock star Carlos Vives in the rhythms of the vallenato, a traditional song style from Caribbean Colombia. And Egidio will be mentoring 19-year-old José Hernández, a London-born accordionist whose parents hail originally from Colombia. So do listen out for some fantastic World Roots Academy programmes from those two in the coming months. This is World on 3 with Marianne Kennedy, having survived the musical splurge that is Celtic Connections just about intact. We had a fantastic time at the late night sessions, and congratulations to one of our guests in particular, Rory Butler, who went on to be named one of the Danny Award winners for up and coming acts at the festival. Nice to have confirmed when you have good taste. Tonight's Celtic Connection is an Irish one, or at least from Ireland's English and Kiwi diasporas. Harmonica virtuoso Brendan Power has teamed up as an award-winning duo with the equally talented multi-instrumentalist Tim Eady. And theirs is a music I've wanted to showcase in the programme for a good while, so I'm delighted they're here. But lots to catch up on now that we're back in reality. So let's press on with a new release from Soundway. Not with their ongoing love affair with Colombian music, but back to Africa, where Miles Cleary's Soundway started out, reissuing classic vintage tracks from Ghana, Nigeria and Benin. This album, though, is a contemporary release by Batida, the brainchild of DJ Mpula, with an unusual combination of retro samples and Angolan electronica, or kuduro. This is the opening track from the album, out next month, Tere o Chapeu.
Baby, Nana, give
Rather glorious, more classic 70s sounds, this time from Benin and the Super Borgu de Paracou, a band that Analog Africa first featured on their African Scream Contest collection. Theirs was a music that originated with the Bariba people from Kwara State in northwest Nigeria and who settled in the Borgu region of Benin. The market city of Paracou was home to this funky experimental twist on tradition. And as the label's Sami Ben Rejab says, right, while Europe and the States had their own particular and perhaps somewhat insular musical worlds going on then, there were these amazing parallels throughout Africa that the likes of Analog Africa and Soundway are now mining the riches of today, and we're glad that they are. Heading for Brazil next, and some lovely unfussy bossa from Joyce Moreno, a dominant figure in Brazilian music for the past 40 years or so. This song is from her new album Rio, and it goes back to her earliest musical experiences, learning guitar from watching her big brother play. And the song also comes from her beginnings as a writer, a love song for her hometown.
Pedaço de beleza cheio de lua, rio, gente junta, noite clara, barulho de mar, rio, meu Leblon, Copacabana, meu arco. tristeza quando o sol não vem. E o meu pedaço de beleza e o meu, meu
stop me now. the delicious Anais Mitchell, singer-songwriter from Vermont, who captured many hearts, mine included, with her Hadestown reworking of the Orpheus myth 2 years ago, and whose new album, Young Man in America, follows a similar path of big canvas storytelling with the operatic scale interpretation of producer Todd Sickafoos. Anais has been in London this week for a one-off show, and she joined us earlier on today for a session that you'll be able to hear in a few weeks' time here on World on 3, where she'll be talking about that new album and her collaborations with Scottish songwriter and sometime Orpheus, Ian Morrison. You're listening to World on 3 with me, Marianne Kennedy, and tonight's session guests are all set up and ready to roll here in the Maidavale studio. A real Irish powerhouse, if I'm allowed the pun. Brendan Power and Tim Eady, recent winners, Tim doubly so, at the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards. Many congratulations to both of them, and they're going to start out with a little Celtic thunder.
One, two, three.
Fantastic. Tim Eady, Brendan Power, it's lovely to have you here in the Maidavale studios. And first of all, many congratulations on the Folk Awards last week as Best Duo, and Tim for Best Musician Award as well. It's fantastic.
Wow. Cool. Yeah, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. It was a real buzz.
Garmila Mahagaf.
Now, the second tune in that set, Kintail to Kent, I think if you stuck Kerry in the middle, would kind of sum up your musical journey to a certain extent, Tim.
I think it would.
But where does the Irish element of your DNA fit in?
Well, my mum's from Dublin. She grew up in Cork City. And that's how I kind of got into, I suppose, to playing the Irish music. My dad's English, but he loves, you know, sort of the Irish and Celtic music. So I think that's how I sort of got into that. And Mr. Power, of course, is, well, a power.
Yes, well, the diaspora takes it a little further out in your case. Mm-hmm. How far back do you have to go before you have direct Irish connections to your Kiwi roots?
My grandfather was from Waterford. I think just about every second person in Waterford has got a surname Power. And anyway, he was sent. He was actually trained as a Christian brother, you know, which is a celibate teaching order. And he was sent out to South Africa to teach there. But he got a dispensation to leave and met my grandmother, who was English. And then my parents were born there. I was born in Kenya and then grew up in New Zealand. But anyway, that's where the name comes from. And my father used to have some Irish records in the house, and I used to love the sound of the music. So after I'd got started on the harmonica, playing blues, really, I started trying to play some of this Irish music. And then when I came over here, it was really natural to go over there and just, you know, listen more to that kind of music. So it's a tenuous connection, but it's there.
You're both known very much as technicians, as virtuosos. You know, you really make the very, very most of your instruments and take the sort of trad thing to its extremes. And so you can understand why the two of you work so well as a duo.
Yeah.
Why did it happen when it did?
Shall I tell him, Brent? I was kind of like, I grew up in this town, Marianne, called Broadstairs. You know, it's in Kent. But I heard about this Brendan Power, you know, he came down to the festival and I was obsessed with a guy called Luke Daniels, you know, Luke, you know, incredible melodeon player. And I heard about Brendan and Frank Kilkelly, they were touring around. This is about 1994. So I would have been about, I think I was actually 15 when I first saw him play live. He came to the Windsor Cinema. I remember it like it was yesterday, actually. And my mum went with me and we saw him play and we'd heard loads about him. And it was just incredible. I mean, it was Brendan and Frank O'Kelly, and you know they were touring a lot, and of course they played in Scotland a lot. And then there was Luke Daniels, and it was just like it was just incredible. I mean, and Luke and Brendan played together, so that's the first time I ever heard the melodeon and the harmonica together. And I suppose I kind of then sat in a little session with Brendan. He probably doesn't remember, but I was only a little teenager.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
and then he was in Riverdance, and I kind of, you know, I followed. I was a big fan of him, and he inspired my box playing because, you know, I love the Irish box playing, and I love Scottish and English box playing. You know, Andy Cutting, Phil Cunningham, you know, Sharon Shannon, all these people. But I found on my own instrument, I was getting very limited, and you know, I was playing the diatonic DG, which is a classic sort of English Morris box. And I had a BC as well, chromatic. But Brendan was writing these tunes that really challenged me. So I was actually inspired a lot, it really, truthfully, by his playing. And then I just turned up at his house one day. I heard he moved to Kent and he was having a barbecue. And we recorded a tune together.
We did, yeah. Basically, you know, this bloke turns up out of the blue. And, you know,
in a blue polo.
Tim's, you know, very easy to get along with straight away. And, I think we recorded a couple of tunes. That afternoon that he came over, we just started playing and had a great time, and they ended up, you know, being on a little album that we did a while ago. It was really from moving down to the area where Tim grew up, East Kent, which has brought us together.
Let's have some more music just now. We'll talk again in a bit, but let's slow things down.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about Little Bird.
Well, this, because of our excitement from last week, you know, we were at the Folk Awards, and I'm still quite excited about it. I'm sure Brendan is as well. This is a tune that will kind of calm me down and make me play a bit slower, and Brendan as well. It's called A Little Bird, and basically, in a nutshell, I won't tell the whole story because I'll be boring you for hours. But I was living in Dingle, and I was at the time half living at Sharon Shannon's house. She was putting me up very kindly in Galway, and Sharon is a major influence. I mean, in fact, I wouldn't be playing the melodeon if it wasn't for her, to be honest. And it was her birthday, And as a typical guitar player in Dingle, I didn't really have that much money. I had about the diesel money to drive up to Galway, and I just wrote this tune. It just kind of came into my head, and I was looking out over the Atlantic, and this tune kind of came into my head, and I gave it to her on a CD, recorded it that night, and then 2 weeks later, after the birthday party, she said, Tim, I'd love to record it, you know. And I was like, oh my God, you know, kind of your hero recording one of your tunes. So we recorded it in her kitchen, and that's the version that I released. And then Brendan and me play it, and he plays a lovely version on the harmonica, and we'll play it for you now. Yeah. Deep breath.
Absolutely beautiful. The little corner of Ireland that is Kent. Tim Eady and Brendan Power, and more from them a little later on in tonight's World on 3. And if you head for the BBC's iPlayer online, you can listen for a few days still to Lucy Duran, who joined me on BBC Radio Scotland to share some of the stories behind the music selected for the new World Roots on the Road collection. And as you'll hear there, or read if you get hold of the Nascente release, the stories behind getting to the various far-flung corners of the world that feature on the World Roots compilation are every bit as memorable as the music itself. And the one behind recording Sambiase and Samba on board zither, the Maravani, and voice involved a hair-raising drive, Kate Bush's brother, and a Frenchman who probably wouldn't fare very well on TripAdvisor. All worth it, of course, for this from Madagascar.
Thank you.
That was gorgeous Palestinian duo Sabil, who are Ahmed Al-Khatib and Youssef Hebeish. And that was the opening track from their album, released by the Institut du Monde Arabe in Paris as part of their Musharrabieh series, featuring artists who take their respective traditions forward into a contemporary world. This is World on Three with Marianne Kennedy, and my session guests next week are likewise taking a fresh look at their own traditions, but this time from Indonesia. I'll be joined by a quintet from the Samba Sunda collective, whose music comes from Sunda or Western Java. This offshoot from the main ensemble and its new style gamelan is based around the zither known as a kachapi. Find out more by joining me next week. But in the meantime, this is what we have to look forward to. Samba Sunda, here on the album featuring the vocals of Neng Dini Andriati. Samba Sunda's album Java is out on World Music Network, and you can hear them in session next week here on World on 3. Tonight's award-winning guests, Brendan Power and Tim Eady, are back with me here at the Maida Vale Studios and raring to go. In fact, Tim was sitting there picking out absolutely note for note the kachapi lines at the end of that track, but we'll bring them back into the moment just now, and they're going to carry on with a set that gives the name to their current album, a bit of Wriggle and Writhe.
Thank you.
Wriggle and Writhe from Tim Eady and Brendan Power, my guests on World on 3 here tonight. Now, we were hearing earlier on maybe a little more about Tim's background musically, and we heard about your own Irish connections, but the harmonica is something that so naturally belongs to other musical worlds. What was the kind of musical upbringing that you had aside from these sort of trad roots?
I started pretty late. At home, I never really listened to music much, or my mum played a little bit of piano, but I only started playing when I was 20. I was at university and in Christchurch in New Zealand, and someone dragged me along to a concert by the great Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, who are two, at that point, you know, two old black musicians from America playing blues. And I was just blown away by the sound of Sonny Terry's harp, you know, the sort of wailing, earthy quality of the blues harp. So I went out the next day, bought a harmonica, and went down the record shop and said, look, I want to learn some harmonica. Have you got any records, you know, that might... And so they sold me a Bob Dylan album. It was a great album, Blood on the Tracks, but it wasn't exactly
what
I was after.
What you were looking
for.
So
I went back again, and then I got hooked on a guy called Sonny Boy Williamson, Rice Miller. Anyway, he was my guru, I suppose. I had no idea about music. I was just learning by ear, no idea about chords or notes or whatever. But I got very obsessive about it. And after a while, it was just, you know, harmonica, harmonica, harmonica. I did manage to finish my degree in religious studies, of all things, but I never used it. after that, I sort of started to try and play a few of these Irish tunes that I'd heard as a kid from my father's records. And that led me down into that area. And over the years, I've just got intrigued by lots of different styles, Bulgarian music, swing jazz. Quite interested in Chinese music at the moment. And often what I do is I create... I love tinkering with harmonicas and pulling them apart, retuning them. They can be configured if in the modern parlance and sort of just about any kind of way you like. The last tune we played, Wriggle and Writhe, is using a tuning that I've created called the Power Bender, which I'm actually marketing as well. So it's a kind of exploring this crazy tuning.
I remember when I met you first years and years ago on a TV series, Tracing the Connections Between Irish and Scottish Gaels. You were like you are today. You had a harp for all occasions with you, but you were also really into sort of the nuts and bolts of what made the instrument go further.
Exactly. I mean, basically, it allows you to kind of get more into the nuances of each style if you actually create a tuning that reflects its characteristics, I suppose. So that's generally what I do.
I get the feeling there's a little bit of that about this duo as well, your kind of your restlessness musically.
I think Brendan, you'd be more of a jazzer than I am, but I think we both have a love of gypsy jazz, that's for sure, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, my dad used to have all the Django records, and I remember hearing Stephan Grappelli, you know, and I think Brendan is really into that stuff, and I think we both sort of, we're not fake, I wouldn't call him a fake jazzer, I'm definitely a fake jazzer, he's a proper jazzer, he can play it.
Well, I think, you know, the essence of jazz is improvisation, Tim is essentially improvising all the time, because, you know, when you play with him every night, he does something different.
Can't help it.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. And so that's even though it might be in a folk context or he's always creating something new. I love to improvise too. I tend to sort of compartmentalize my tunes and my improvisation into slots.
I must say one thing though, Brendan, the way I play with Brendan is kind of the way I really naturally play. I mean, I've played loads of different Irish bands and Scottish bands and, you know, loads of different bands and had a great time, but it was... I suppose when I'm playing with Brendan, there's no boundaries. We'd be playing a tune and we'll go into a sort of mad chromatic sort of run or whatever.
Well, let's see how this last set turns out.
Okay.
And I think the no boundaries goes as far as a little bit of beatboxing in this last one.
I'll give it a go. It's kind of a new little skill that I'm
So this one is?
It's The Mountain Road, which is a traditional Irish tune. We thought it was, actually, but I think apparently it was actually written by someone in the 1950s, as we found out when we did our album. And the second one is one of my tunes called The Corkscrew.
Brendan and Tim, it's been a real pleasure having you here. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Marianne.
Thanks, Marianne. Thank you.
Tim, Edie and Brendan Power, thanks again and many congratulations on the Folk Award successes. Their album is called Wriggle and Writhe. It's a delight and you can still catch the end of their current tour with gigs this weekend in Bury, Frome and Glossop. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3 and I'm going to return now to a Swedish quartet of singers, including Emma Björling from Ranarim, a band that I first heard when they made their first visit to Celtic Connections a couple of years ago. But the focus for this quartet is purely vocal, a cappella, and lovely with it.
Sorry, Sandbo, the door. kära vän, vännens sång ska vända hem. Hör du icke vindens sång, våren går ur vinterns tvång. Tiden gått sin gilla gång, väntan blir ej längre lång. Så spinn, spinn, dotter min, imorgon kommer friaren din. Dottern spann och i sin famn tog hon vännen som hon fann. Ja, spinn, spinn, dotter min, imorgon kommer friaren din. Dottern spann och i sin famn tog hon vännen som hon fann.
Thank you.
a band making their debut at Celtic Connections this year. That was Bard, a young English lineup who take their name not from poetic leanings, but from the name of their lead singer, Theo Bard. That opening track sums up what's best about their sound, with the balance of harmony voices backed up by the unusual choice of clarinet. I think, though, I'm going to need to hear them live before I make my mind up about them. This next track comes from an album by Ismail Türker, a singer and baglama player now living in Germany. It's called Istanbul, Istanbul, but it's something of a musical and poetic reflection of the whole country. And several tracks, like this one, O Benim Sahimi, are inspired by the Sufi writings of the 16th century poet Pir Sultan Abdal.
Şahımı, ol benim şahımı, görmeye kim gider, görmeye kim gider, zevki sefasını, zevki sefasını, sürmeye kim gider, sürmeye kim gider, asası elinde, kemeri belinde, hocası önünde, ölmeye kim gider, ölmeye kim gider, şehidin kanını, şehidin kanını, yumazlar tenini, yumazlar tenini, hak için canını, halk için canını, vermeye kim gider, vermeye kim gider.
Çadılı bükülmüyor da garip yazılıdır. Karlı dağlar gibi başı puzludur. Aman hele gözler nemli, kibrik ıslıdır, uyuy ıslıdır. Düşmüş almana yolumuz Zeynep'im, Zeynep'im. Aman hele gözler nemli, kibrik ıslıdır, uyuy ıslıdır. Düşmüş almana yolumuz Zeynep'im, Zeynep'im, Zeynep'im. Solmuş bahçesinden oy gülü Zeynep'im, Zeynep'im, Zeynep'im.
That pair of Turkish tracks featuring the baglama, or three-stringed lute, started out with Ismail Türker and his ensemble based in Osnabrück in Germany. The album's called Istanbul, Istanbul on Acoustic Music Records. And it was followed by another Ismail, Altunsari this time, and a return visit to his new album, Insidier. And from Turkey to Tunisia, and a singer who started out as a kid singing in the local amphitheatre in the suburbs of Tunis, and whose music accompanied the revolution of the Arab Spring in her homeland. This is Emel Mahlouthi, and she dedicates this new release to those who died in the struggles of last year, describing it as the story of her Tunisia.
Thank you. vali. Adonai, 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 Adonai. Malam jaman abayne, sama wajan elona.
Well, I reckon if you're 74, you're allowed to have a life lived show through your voice. The character definitely in that voice of the veteran Chosan Ablai Njai at a solo album from the singer with orchestra Baobab. And they, incidentally, gave one of the highlight gigs of the Celtic Connections Festival. I hope you heard some of the excerpts we played on the show while we were up in Glasgow. First of that trio of tracks was Emel Mathlouthi with her Mind on Revolution in her native Tunisia. And that was followed by another singer known as the Voice of the Revolution. Only in Sori Kanja Kouyaté's case, this was Guinea in the late 50s. And this new collection from Stearns tells the story of a remarkable musician who moved from the old royal court to international ambassador for the newly independent African state. This next album takes us right back up to the present day. It comes from Lewis in the Western Isles and from a young Shannos singer whose singing style is absolutely rooted in the island's very ornamented traditions. Amongst the tracks on Ishbalan Martin's debut album are some rock and country-licked backings from her producer father and also some harmonised versions, rather unusual, of traditional singing of the Psalms. Belan is an accomplished precentor, what they call the person who leads the singing in Presbyterian psalm singing, although she wouldn't be allowed as a woman to do this in church. But this is the standout track. It allows you to listen to the voice and the ornamentation in solitary beauty. A classic description of summer pasture in Eichalvik Eliois.
Amornax beyond the Nugenshet, Guclujoch to Shochard. Hakuche het gujuiad, Ach no. In cune park, hush, leave, chevet, avorat, let I croak your heart and hall. Ach, it shall again, Lewis, stu hagos, the water car. Gets for us, och, fuad, and ya. Et ar chan da er ton uaig. Ic bolas ir in ic bialtin, en id ia ua chas to huain. Bin ke chan kain al toch chan noch, gad chotoch ag mang huarsht. Le prachtoch ria Snestori shavo huas. Esse mech fesket guanoch, hük mi kuach eiert olein. Nyo chidig suas do gualin, le mo guala geth mo grai. Ne buach I len gan walach, et a gruai en le crolai. Men cuars to vua le vuanye, vig ne huanye lim nan taim. Snerv lain y shias gusu adge, et mo chluas, Gasserich. Wie mich husch nahm auf Wagen, Agessu achat ich nahm's Mein. Schenk jolle Wieg nahm Klossen, Hasse nu aig nyeset gachtev. Gam halde kiv ne beru En kalok ruag senesk.
Mm-hmm. freight train gone so fast. Freight train gone so fast. Please don't tell what train I'm on. They won't know what ride I'm gone. When I'm dead, Lord, bury me deep, way on down on Scuffletown Street, so I can hear old number nine as she goes passing by. So I can hear old number nine as she goes passing by.
First up was Ishbalan Martin's beautiful traditional Gaelic singing from her album Dúshlachs Ard, Dust and Gold, recorded part in Scotland and part in Nashville. And following that was a brother act, the Harris Brothers from Lenoir, North Carolina, making a first foray into UK waters with that album named after their hometown. I leave you tonight with a track hooking back into the Irish diaspora of my guests tonight, Brendan Power and Tim Eady. Thanks to them, to Martin Appleby in the studio and producer Roger Short as ever. This final track is an intriguing blend of words and music by Jerry Diver, who's been a big influence over the years as well on Tim's music. He's taken a series of interviews with famous musicians from the late 50s through to the present day as the rhythmic and melodic inspiration for his Speech Project album, drawing, as he does, a picture of the Irish in the diaspora. And the voice we leave you with, well, actually, you could probably take a guess at it. It is Shane McGowan. Good night.
I was born in 57, which when everywhere was pretty f***, you know. I was going backwards and forwards all the time, my old man was in England, but my mother spent half the time in Czech, yeah? And half the time in England with him, yeah?
I'm
the Pogues were a bunch of people. At a time when London had sort of the population had swelled to about 12 million, but most of those people were Irish, Black, Greek, Italian, you know what I mean? You know, like, you know, and Asian, of course. So he was brought over it whole from Ireland, you know, like it was brought over whole from the West Indies. So the Irish diaspora in London, yeah? Fitted in with the Blacks in London and the Asians in London and the English, you know, to the native English. But I mean, man, most of them weren't from London, because they were from all over the place. Point out that we didn't write for maids when you were young, never wed an old man, or any of the filthy songs that to make up the Irish traditional canon, you know what I mean? People were trying to push it back to the straighter part of its culture, because there's always been two kind of streams, yeah? By far the majority stream has been hedonistic, belligerent, boisterous, and like rash of yeah. Irish, English, Scottish, Romanian, whatever traditional folk music. You know, it keeps up. Tradition can't keep going unless it moves with the times. The fact that the Pogues were squatting in London, right? You know what I mean? And we'd been through punk, right? And that would be wild, you know what I mean? And then we thought that was going to change the world forever, which it did, yeah? There's no break between the old style and the new style. It just went through. Just went through.
That I'm Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. In the summer of 1946, the Polish spa town of Dużniki Zdroj started a festival named after Chopin, marking his visit there as a teenager in the 1820s. 6 decades later, the event is still flourishing, and a recital from the 2011 festival begins the programme today. The young Japanese pianist Masataka Goto had won first prize at the 9th Franz Liszt competition in Utrecht a few months earlier, so of course Liszt featured on his programme, alongside Beethoven. He worked on what became his last 3 piano sonatas at the same time. This is the first of the 3, Opus 109 in E major.